Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
And good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show for you today. And, of course, it's always adding value every day in every way. We've got Matt on our board. Welcome, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. That's okay. Hey, so I want to definitely give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008 because we've got lots to give away, like I always try to give back. And so I want to definitely give you all the ways to tune in. Definitely tune in to my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. Also, like us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. And you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Plus, you can tune in every day on TuneIn Radio, which is another great feature on all of our phones. And so today, I definitely want you to get our phone number written down because I've been reaching out to so many listeners, and I just love that I get to talk to them. And today, we've actually got Shayna Daniels, and she is a former Miss Fitness. And we're going to be talking about grab your life by the horns and be the best in mind, body, and spirit. And she's actually going to be giving 2 weeks of makeovers for 5 people. And so that's going to be incredible. She's going to be in here. She got caught in a little bit of traffic. That's all good. So what we're going to do is definitely write this phone number down, 805-639-0008. Also, I have, of course, this is the very last week of the holiday ice rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks, and we're going to be giving another set of tickets away so that somebody can go over there and kind of just take in those last couple moments, for the holidays. So with that, what we're going to do is bring our first guest on, and John Izzo is his name, and he is called... his book is called Stepping Up, How Taking Responsibility Changes Everything. And so I'm really excited to hear about that because once we assume our responsibility, you know, it's in our hands. It's in our hands to do whatever we want, and we can make it happen for ourselves. So, John, welcome.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. This is really a book about how when we stop looking to anyone else to change, whether it's our spouse, our boss, our colleagues, or the world around us, but instead we say, I wonder what I can do. How can I take 100% responsibility for making a change myself? That, in a way, everything shifts.
Right. And so a lot of people, you know, it's funny, we've been talking about, you know, we're at the new year right now. And a lot of people are thinking, okay, I make a New Year's resolution, and maybe I don't keep to it. So they don't want to make a New Year's resolution. And so today, it's funny, I was going to tell everybody, I cleaned out my purse. That's like one little step in the right place. And it's just little baby steps to get to where you want to do, which is kind of like what you're saying, stepping up.
Well, exactly. I actually have a chapter in the book called Do Something, Do Anything. And I talk about whether it's trying to exercise or trying to change the planet, almost everyone who made a change began saying, what's something I could do to get started? Whether it's the story of 3 women I feature in the book who went to Colorado and saw women in incredible poverty and just brought some beads home and started having one party to support one woman, and now they have helped 8,000 women all over.
Oh, you just gave me chills. That's amazing.
If somebody says, I want to exercise or have more civility in my relationship, and you know, what's one thing you could do to get started? You know, I joke in the book about, well, just start doing 5 jumping jacks by the side of your bed every morning when you wake up. Your husband or wife will laugh like crazy, and second, you'll be getting started. So people worry too much about the perfect plan. I found out in interviewing people for this book, most people who created positive change didn't have a big plan when they started. They just got started.
Wow. So what are some of the first steps? And you know what? I just want to introduce Shayna Daniels. She actually stepped into our studio. Welcome. I'm so glad you got here safe. It's
on-ramps closed too.
Oh, see? But you got here and it's all good. Yeah. So, you know what? Actually, Shayna was actually, will you tell a little bit about yourself?
Well, I used to be a fitness competitor, Kim, as you know, and the last title I earned was Miss Fitness California. I've been in the fitness and health industry for over 25 years now, so I'm considered a fitness expert. I love what I do, and
She's very passionate about it, too.
I am, just like you are passionate about everything that's you do, Kim.
Yeah, that's it. So we are talking to John Izzo, and so John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I've written 6 books. I speak to about 70 to 100 conferences and corporate events all over the world. I wrote a best-selling book called The 5 Secrets You Must Discover Before You Die that was a PBS and Biography Channel.
I want to talk to you about that one, too.
Great title.
Keep going. Yeah, great titles.
Well, yeah, and it was a cool book because I interviewed 250 people from 60 to 106, all of whom had one thing in common. Somebody said they were the happiest person they knew, and I kind of distilled it down. And then this new book, Stepping Up, was really, I wanted to know, well, it's great to know why some people find more happiness, but I wonder why some people make a bigger difference in the world. And so that was my quest this time, go out and interview people who created positive change in the world or in their workplace and say, what do those people have in common, and what could we all learn from them? So that's kind of been my brand. Go out and find out where it's working and tell people how to do it.
Yeah. I love that. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to John Izzo. His book is Stepping Up, How Taking Responsibility Changes Everything. Also, we have Shayna Daniels here, and she is going to be talking about, getting our lives in order and really just kickstarting our world, right?
Yeah, and really grabbing our lives by the horns, Kim,
there
and,
you know,
making it our best year yet in mind, body, and spirit. But, you know, I had a question for John because I read a book called, Thinking Positive or Something Positive Living. And what she was saying in there is that these people that make a difference, they bring happiness to their experience instead of trying to extract it from the experience themselves. Did you notice that when you were interviewing these people for your book?
Yeah, for both books, for The 5 Secrets, these happy people basically said, look, happiness is not an external construct. It's actually a choice we make.
Right.
Be happy, to be grateful. We train our minds for happiness. And then these people who stepped up, for the book Stepping Up, what I really noticed is that, people who say, what can I do about something I care about, feel incredibly powerful, whether it's my relationship or at work. When we say, what can I do about something, we're in a place of incredible power. Like some people might see a title like, Stepping Up, How Taking Responsibility Changes Everything, and imagine a book with a wagging parental finger telling you to take responsibility. And this is quite the opposite. Think of how powerful we are when we say, what can I do about a situation I care about, instead of worrying about what anyone else can do about it, who we can't control anyway. So part of it, as you said, is choosing happiness, and part of it is, doing the things that we can do because that's the thing we can control.
That's right.
You know, that's such a great point right there. Now, So where do we start? And what have you learned from all these people?
Well, the first thing that I learned is that, everything shifts when you say, what can I do about this? And the second thing is, just do something to get started. I'll give you 2 simple examples. I talk in the book a story about some people who were concerned about work-life balance in their company. Some listeners may be in a company like that. And, they were sitting around saying, well, somebody should do something about this. And then they decided to just start meeting once a week, 3 colleagues, and said, what could we do about it? They said, well, we could stop emailing each other on weekends and nights. We could not schedule meetings after 5 o'clock. Within a few months, they had 60 people meeting every week in their company just for 15 minutes. They said, what could we do about work-life balance? a year later, their company adopted most of the things the group came up with. Or, you know, I want more, you know, romance in my relationship. Well, here's a great thing, you know, you go out and get a book on romance. Don't give it to your partner. You start doing more romantic things and see what happens.
Well, it starts with ourselves.
Yeah, it definitely starts with ourselves. And so many people say, you know, I want my husband and I to go to counseling, or, you know, I want my child to go to counseling. I'm like, you go to counseling. You start making the changes, because once you change, other people are going to change around you.
Absolutely.
And it's like a magnet. So once you get better with yourself, everything's better. So I love where you're going with that. So take us through your book a little bit, because I know this is definitely going to be a book that I'm going to read.
Yeah, well, basically the book really, first of all, I begin by really talking about, you know, the importance of responsibility and why it changes everything. I talk about research, you know, about people who are more successful at work, or people who take responsibility, who don't finger point, who step up and take initiative and speak up. The second thing is I really go through some simple principles of how to create more change. I talk about the chapter that only naive people change the world. So the first thing is you have to believe you can change things, whether it's yourself or a situation. I talk about this concept of doing something, doing anything, just taking a step to get started.
You know,
I talk about
the incredible
power of aggregate influence. You know, we surveyed people for the book, why don't you step up? Number one reason, I'm only one person, it won't matter. But we forget the aggregate influence. One person not using a plastic bag at the grocery store is meaningless. But imagine millions of one people doing that. Suddenly the world changes, and we forget how powerful we really are when we just do what we can do.
I love it. It's so true.
I love this. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim here, and I've got Shana Daniels. I got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to John Izzo. And stepping up, you know, I just went to, in fact, Shana, you know, Joe LaSalle, Action Coach, and doing something. You know, he just had a seminar, and, you know, he asked five people to go down the hallway and get what was up there. And, you know, it was like everybody kind of looked around. That's it. Take chances in your life. Do something. You know, it's like the people that I say, you know, we're going to give away something. Call. It, you know, I'm slowly, I could just feel it now, which is so great to me, is new callers are calling in. And they've been listening for a while, but yet they're making that chance to, they're taking that step. So I love that. And doing something in action. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, so much of our lives we feel powerless. I talk about research in stepping up, that over the last 40 years, university students in America feel more like victims than they ever have before, which is kind of ironic, you know, and even a surprise for some people. So we're feeling less powerful to change things in our lives or those around us. And one of the things that I think you know, keeps us from changing is we don't take action around things that we care about. We just sit around and talk about how we wish things were different. That's why I'm such a believer in doing something to be in a place of power. You know, I use that plastic bag thing as an example. And in the book, by the way, we feature all these inspiring stories of people who stepped up to create change. But you know, one of the things that has concerned me all my life is plastic that's choking the oceans, literally in the Pacific Ocean now, a swirling whirlpool of plastic the size of the state of Texas, where you guys live, and just permanent plastic whirlpool now. But the interesting thing is, I said, well, what can I do about it? Well, I could, when I'm on a beach, I live by the ocean, I could pick up anything that might go into the ocean and recycle or throw it out. I could keep things from going into a storm drain. Then I said, I'll take a simple pledge. No plastic shopping bags, no plastic straws, no plastic water bottles. Mm-hmm. And now I've literally gotten thousands of people to take that simple pledge. But I feel so much more powerful now about something that I care about. Now, maybe that's not the issue of someone listening, but if there's something you care about, think of how powerful you'll be when you just say, I wonder what I could do in what I call my five rows of influence just to do something.
John, you know what? I'm going to take one step further. Just care about something. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
If everybody's passionate about one thing, if not a lot, because I'm passionate about a lot of things. But if you're passionate about one thing, you know, it's like drunk drivers. It's kids on drugs. It's parents trying to be better parents. There's so many things out there. And I think that our world is more passionate now. And so I think just jump on some positive bandwagon, because you can only go up. And, you know, I'm looking at one of your pages here, Ways to Step Up. I would love to go through that. And, you know, I know there's so much more that we have a really busy show today, and I'm really excited, but I would love to talk to you again. So
happy to come back.
Oh, that'd be great. So Ways to Step Up. One you put in here is determine your part. So whenever you encounter a problem, ask yourself what you can do to contribute to this problem, and then ask, what can I do to change the situation? Kind of like what you were just talking about. Then number two, don't make excuses, right? Next time you are given a tough assignment, don't make an excuse as why you can't succeed. The odds are pretty good that your boss or others already have what constraints about how impressed they are with your willingness, right? So just do something.
Yeah, you know, I have a chapter in the book called 100% Responsibility, Zero Excuses. And, you know, anytime you take responsibility for your part of a problem, you're going to be further ahead. And, you know, again, I do a lot of work in the workplace, and the book talks about ways that managers can help people to step up. But, you know, one of the things, about that is, you know, take 100% responsibility. You get a tough assignment, don't remind your boss how tough it is. Say, you know, here's what I did in spite of the constraint.
I love it. That's so great.
Be a can-do kind of person instead of, well, here's all the excuses why I didn't come through. And it's even true in our personal lives. I use the example in the book that I'm not naturally a good networker, you know, and I can give you all kinds of reasons. My parents weren't good networkers. I had acne in high school.
Right.
And all those excuses are true, but none of them are useful. That's
excuses are something everybody has, right? So be the one that makes a difference.
And
you know,
it's about internal locus of control. Like, you know, do you feel like you're in the driver's seat of your life or in the passenger seat?
There you go. I love it. You know, John, I would love to have you back. Where do we find your book?
Well, first of all, you can get it, of course, on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble, all those good stores. Stepping Up, How Taking Responsibility Changes Everything. If you want to see some videos of people who stepped up, from a homeless man who started a recycling revolution or the three women from Colorado, go to our website, which is just steppingupforchange.com. That's just steppingupforchange.com. Not only has links to buy the book, but you can actually see videos of some of these people who stepped up to create change, including two teachers from Houston, Texas, who started a revolution in education in inner city schools across America.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, I look forward to doing that, and we will schedule something to have you come back.
I'd love to come back.
All right. Thank you so much, John. And his book is Stepping Up, How Taking Responsibility Changes Everything. I totally agree. It's all about you running your own life. And we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And definitely write down our phone number, 805-639-0008. We'll be right back. And we'll be talking. We've got some great stuff. We'll keep going.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Sing it!
Welcome back, everyone. And classic Stevie Nicks. Are you kidding? In fact, look what I have on today.
Yeah,
I was like thinking about it. So anyways, I welcome all of you to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Shayna Daniels in here. We're going to be talking about body, mind, and soul. All my listeners know by now that I am getting ready to just transform my body. I'm taking 3 weeks of really cleansing and, you know, just really getting in shape with, you know, when you put your best in and you're investing in your own life and in your own body, you can't do anything better. So.
No. And, you know, when you treat your body with love and respect, it honors you back with better health, more energy, and a better shape, Kim.
There you go. All right. And I know we have our next guest on, and we have Chef Aaron McCargo Jr., and he's going to bring some bold flavors to help us with kidney failure and live a better life. So are you there? Aaron?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, you know, it's just that, a journey.
We all have journeys. That's really what my passion is talking about other people's journeys so we can help other people. I mean, once you've kind of got your head through something and you can help other people, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. This year, I am so excited about working with Fresenius Medical Care, helping those patients that are on dialysis really have a better life this year, and really look forward to getting in the kitchen, working on those restricted diets, and really having fun with what they're putting on the dinner table at night and meals throughout the day.
I love it. And so you are actually the host of Food Network's Big Daddy's House, right?
Yes, I am.
I love Big Daddy's House.
Thank you.
So what are you cooking up and inspiring us to eat? I love, you know, that's like one of my passions right there, so...
You know, well, we share a lot of passions. We share the journey passion and the eating passion.
There you go. And helping other people. That's what it's all about, right?
Number one key. You know what? When you think about, I had the opportunity and the privilege to go and look at some of the patients on dialysis and see what their week is like. And just to know that you have 3 or 4 hours out of a day, but sometimes 3 days, 4 days a week, to be connected to a machine that's going to help your kidneys in some way to give you another day to live. And then you have to go home and really work on the diet that the dietitian set forth for you to follow to really work side by side with the treatment. It's a challenge, you know, and I really wanted to show some compassion and show some care this year and really just show the fact that I do see what they're going through. I do acknowledge it as a task and something that is a needful thing for them to have a better lifestyle. So I'm working on these recipes. I'm going to be traveling the country this year with Fresenius Medical Care, reaching out to the patients and letting them know that you're not alone. You have somebody by your side that's going to help create these recipes for you, and all you have to do is go ahead and implement them each and every day into your diet.
Wow, that's great.
That's wonderful.
So now, do you have a story, like, do you have somebody in your life that has kidney problem?
You know, it's the funny thing is that most of the relationships I have a lot of friends and family and people I've grown up with that have been either diagnosed with diabetes or high blood pressure. But mainly the people that I bump into in my everyday travels are on dialysis that stop me in the airport or they stop me on the train and they'll say, hey, you know what, I saw your cookbook, I saw your show, but I can't have those things. What can you do for dialysis patients? And this was my opportunity to team up with Fresenius Medical Care and really answer their questions and say, hey, now if there's something for you. So if you can't do the Big Daddy food and you can't do Simply Done Well Done food and you can't go to the restaurants and eat like you want, look at the go to ultracare-dialysis.com. On the website, you'll find these recipes that will work for your diet and the things that you can have. Starting off the year with glazed pork chops and ginger mashed carrots isn't a bad way to start the year off. And knowing that it looks good on the plate, it's the things that you can have and you can enjoy them. So that's my mission.
Oh, I like your mission. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm putting it all in here today. Woo! So we've got actually Chef Aaron McCargo Jr. on, and he is from Big Daddy Cooking's Big Daddy's House, the host of Food Network. So, and we've got Shayna Daniels on, and we're just talking about adding value every day in every way. So are you going to be giving us the recipe for that?
Yeah, if you go to ultracare-dialysis.com, you'll have the recipes right there in front of you. You'll have some videos if you want to follow how easy it is to do these recipes. And then there'll be some literature alongside of it. And I have tips. So if you're wondering what you can do to cut out the salt, like I always tell people, get you some citrus fruit, use grate the skin, use the juice for the flavor, and that'll actually cut away that craving for the salt. And if you don't have the citrus fruit, just get you a little bit of vinegar. It'll add a lot of burst of flavor at the end of your dish. And also, I want people to really go ahead and get you some fresh herbs. Get cilantro and scallions and parsley and chives.
I love cilantro.
Bring
me
too.
Bring herbs home and, you know, chop them up and add them into your final dish. And it really adds a different taste, and it really rounds out the dish at the end. And just remember, lean meats are in. A lot of people are talking about just skinless, boneless chicken breast. But I say go ahead and get you some skinless, boneless pork loin. Get you the pork tenderloin. Get you some lean ground beef. Go to the seafood section of your supermarket and get you some of those lean fishes and shellfish that are out there. And if you don't know, just ask. You know, I go to the supermarket and I'll ask the fishmonger, like, hey, what's good, what's lean, what just came in, what's new and affordable? And they'll be more than happy and willing to direct you in that area. So open your mouth, open your mind, think big, think healthy. And in 2012, I think not only that the Fresenius Medical Care patients that are on dialysis will live a better life, but everyone in the world will live better if they just take a couple more minutes to look and understand that you can have big, bold flavor on the table.
I love it.
That's
well, thank
great.
You so much for that powerful message.
You got it.
All
thank
right.
you guys so you, much, and I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. All right.
Have
well, we'll have
day.
To have you back. Check in with us. What's going on?
You got it. Look All forward.
You got it. All right. Have a really great day.
You too.
All right. Well, gosh, moving right along. And I know that you brought lots of goodies for my listeners
I
out
sure
there.
Did.
And I want to let everybody know about that. So
okay. Tell
us what you've got.
Well, I have 5 certificates. They are worth over $100 each for 5 lucky listeners. And they include 2 sessions of the Body and Life Makeover, which is a 12-week class that I give, as you know.
I've done it. I'm a diva.
You are a diva, a divine individual, vitally alive, definitely. You
That's
are
right.
a queen diva.
Thank
and,
you.
What it is you can come in and you can sit in for 2 classes of the next Body and Life Makeover Challenge, which is starting next Wednesday evening from 7:15.
You know,
to 9.
I want to start by saying, stop you by saying, everybody, you know, even when I did this, I was like, oh God, okay, I'm going to be exercising. You know, you have your journey of where you've been and everything, but that's not how it is.
No, it's
all
not.
About really, it's kind of like, it's really fits with my show.
Because, it does.
Yeah. Because, You kind of go around, you introduce everybody. It's not all exercise. I want to make sure everybody knows that you're
Thank
not afraid
you.
To call in or anything like that. So what? Let's do this. Let's give one away right now, and we'll give it to the caller number 3, and that is an outdoor. Is it outdoor?
Well, no. That's
okay.
I'm also, in addition to the Body and Life Makeover sessions, I'm giving a month, 4 weeks of Cardio Club.
Oh, my gosh.
You do,
okay,
fat burning
so we
with
got
us.
Lots. So, Matt, are you ready for this? Because we're just going to take everybody's number and name, because I don't want anybody to feel like they've called up to the Kim Pagano show and they've called up for nothing, because your name is going to go into a drawing and you're always going to win something.
All right.
So don't feel
you're all
like
winners.
We're all winners. So take that step, take that action, you know, and do something. Make that call right now. And if it's busy, call back. That's just because there's a lot of people calling. So I love it. 805-639-0008. So talk to us. How do we take the bull by the horns and make ourselves the best?
Well, to live our best life, first of all, we got to get clear on it, what it is that we want, Kim. And so, you know, we got to figure out what our intentions and goals are for this brand new year. It's a clean slate, you know, out with the old and with the new. So like the first caller said, you're going to take baby steps. Like, for example, I wanted to start a ritual with my family. We didn't have any, like, holiday rituals, so we started a New Year's ritual. We burned our disappointments and our regrets from last year in the fire pit in our backyard, and then we wrote our intention on a rock and we threw it out to the universe to put it out there. And so now, and then we toasted to our family. So now I have, you know, it only took a few minutes, but I have that first baby step was to having a ritual with my family.
Okay, well, we actually have our first winner and our first caller,
yay.
But our lines are lighting up. So I'm gonna, Matt, you know what? Why don't you just go, please hold, please hold, please hold, and then just get everybody's information. All right, who do we have on the line?
Hi, you have Albie on the line.
Hi, Albie. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I am in Fillmore right now. I'm working.
Oh, great. Are you a first-time listener?
Oh, no. I listen to your show every morning.
I love it. I love it. All right. And so I am so excited. You're going to love Shayna.
So tell her a little bit about what she'll be doing, just a sneak preview.
Okay. Well, in the Body and Life Makeover Alba, what we do is every week's a different type of workout format. Like, we do intro to yoga, Pilates, Zumba, all those good things, and a different inspirational life lesson such as forgiveness, feng shui, beauty. Kim comes in as one of our guest speakers for hair therapy to really help people, women, live their best lives. So I have all different expert speakers in various fields of self-improvement, and we round it out so that it's kind of like a girls' night out every Wednesday night, and it's a lot of fun. And the bottom line is this: it is a proven formula for success. I've been doing it for 7 years, worked with over 700 women, and it's all about helping you live your best lives in every single area of your life.
I love it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Well, share us with all your friends, and I'm so excited that you made that call.
May I tell her about the free thing I'm doing tonight?
As
There's a sneak peek for you and your friends tonight that I'm doing about what exactly goes on in the Body and Life Makeover, and grabbing your life by the horns and being your best in mind, body, and spirit. And it's at 7:15 to 8:15 at Soul Body Yoga in Moore Park.
In Moore Park. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's not too far because I live in Ventura. So
perfect.
That's not too bad. Okay, good.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Matt's got all your info, and we will get back with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Look forward to talking to you again. All right.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do we have another caller? So we'll carry on. We'll take our next caller, and then we'll come back. And so we had a lot of calls, right? Okay, so we've got lots more to give away. So I'm just going to open up our phone lines as we're doing our next interview right now, so that Matt can just take in, and we'll kind of take it all in. I love it. Make action, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right here
we're
on the Kim Pagano Show. All right. Well, we have our next guest. And another thing, it's, Jim Anderson. And is it Jim or James?
It's Jim.
Okay, cool. And the Simple Diet, a diet more effective than a lot of other diets. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. Our book really guides readers to use a very effective weight loss program. We developed this over 20 years and really have just been very pleased with the responses we've gotten. I think our simple diet is really, we call it simple because it's just easy.
I like anything that's simple. I'm trying to simplify my life right now, so yes.
And basically, you can buy all the... you can buy hundreds of different entrees in the supermarket, frozen food, frozen food meals, and just pop them in the microwave. You can get these shakes already, healthy choice shakes, slim fast shakes, and special K shakes. And it's really easy, you know, and that and five fruits and vegetables. So basically our diet is three shakes, two entrees, five servings of fruits or vegetables. We recommend people get regular physical activity, like walking 2 miles a day. And it's important to keep an account of how you're doing. You know, we can't improve our bowling score or golf score if we don't keep records.
So kind of a food journal.
An exercise journal. You don't have to actually
record the type of food you eat. You just need to record the number of entrees, the number of shakes, and the number of fruits and vegetables, and your physical activity for the day.
Okay, great.
And this is already, our book came out 10 days ago, and people are emailing me. They've lost 6 pounds in 1 week.
Wow,
great.
You know, it's what we've seen in the clinic. It's just working really well.
Okay. And so do you make your own shakes, or do you buy your own shakes?
I think it's more convenient for most people to buy them. You can get these shakes for about $1 a piece, but you can make your own. You know, there's an equal number of powdered shakes. You can get Slim Fast either in the can or in a powder, and you can make very tasty shakes. And we have lots of recipes that you can mix in strawberries, bananas, make very tasty frozen drinks.
Okay.
You know, I do the same thing every morning. I get the Jamba Juice mix, and then I just add my own protein powder to it, and so that you're getting your fruits and vegetables and all the vitamins and minerals in there, plus the protein, which is so important, right? You know about.
Right. Protein is very important.
Yes.
I think the real secret to our diet is using three shakes a day. because, you know, shakes are high volume. You're getting only about 10 or 20 calories per ounce, whereas, you know, you start off with most foods are, most of the foods really like are 100 calories an ounce, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, you're getting a large volume from the shakes, and you can have more than three shakes a day. You can have more than two entrees a day. But our diet is a high-volume diet. We recommend using 8 glasses of non-caloric beverages a day, water or, you know, diet drinks, coffee, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that these things work really. Another feature of our diet is I think we're recognizing the importance of right brain sluggishness.
Thinking,
right brain function.
Right.
And people say, I love chocolate chip cookies. And so that gives them permission to eat 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You know, what we need to say is, I'm in control of my health. I can have one chocolate chip cookie, or I'm in control. I can have a fruit instead of a chocolate chip.
Right. It's all about being,
I have one junk day, and that's when you give yourself permission, as you know,
that's
to eat whatever you want. And you're right. It's about portion control and really, to me, though, it's so important to eat real foods, you know, the foods that grow on trees that are not manufactured and plants.
Definitely. I agree with you. Where do we find your book?
It's available. You can go to our website, AndersonSimpleDiet.com.
Okay.
And it'll direct you to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And it's available on the front table of most bookstores right now.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much. And congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, you got it. All right. So that was Jim Anderson, and his book is The Simple Diet. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Shayna. We got Matt on our board, and we're going to give away. What are we going to give away this time?
Well, actually, they're all the same. So we have 2 sessions of the Body and Life Makeover, a proven formula for success. It's that 12-week. Like you said, Kim, it is not just about fitness. We educate you on how to get the most out of each and every workout. In my 25 years, I give you all the shortcuts and secrets, you know. But it's really so much more than that. It's really about getting your mind in shape so that you can live your best life, you know, by reprogramming those negative thoughts and stuff like that, and to get into habits that are going to support you in your long-term goals and stuff. It takes 21 days to create a habit. So we give you homework. You get a mental workout. You get a physical workout and a non-denominational spiritual workout.
Right. And you get to meet other women that are going through what you're going through. And it's kind of like a little network, but you know, you're exercising, you're feeling good, you're talking. It's all of that. So
it's an amazing support.
All right.
Group,
what
right.
we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and we will take caller. You know what? We're going to just we'll take caller number 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
How about that?
All right.
805-639-0008.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. Great music, Matt. Keep it coming. All right. So welcome, and thank you for all my callers. I do want to say we have some more to give away, so definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008. What I would like to do right now is actually give two passes, or a couple, to the Holiday Ice Rink in Thousand Oaks, and that's over by the Civic Center. They're only there this one last week, so definitely give us a call right now, 805-639-0008, if you're interested in that. And also Shayna Daniels, her cardio and her outdoor fitness, and just
so the body and life makeover.
Yeah, so the whole thing. So God, you're giving a lot away. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, at 805-639-0008. So tell us a little bit about, where do we start, and what is, what was the best way to, what is the best way to lose body fat permanently?
The best way to permanently lose body fat is through the nutritional part. 80% of what we look like is what we're putting into our body, Kim. So we want to eat real foods, you know, the foods with as least amount of processing possible. Fruits, vegetables, clean, lean meats, you know, like he was saying, chicken, turkey, lean red meat, all those things are great. But also something that I just started doing more of is nuts. Nuts, even though they have fat in them, and that's why I avoid them,
right?
It's good fat, and actually you need a certain amount of fat to burn fat. If you don't have a certain amount of dietary fat, your body goes into starvation mode and holds on to everything thinking that it's not going to have enough calories. So you want those good fats with the nuts and the avocados and all of that type of stuff that I used to avoid when I was doing the fitness competitions and stuff. Now I've learned that that is really important to have those vital things. They're also good for our brain, all of those omegas and everything that you get through those things. And, you know, the higher fat fish, even like salmon,
right,
is so beneficial for high functioning with our brain activity. So that's the one thing. The other thing is drinking enough water. Most of us are chronically dehydrated. And I noticed that when I started drinking more water, it's like somebody flipped the switch on of my metabolism. You have to give your body enough water, because if you don't, what happens is your kidneys, one of its primary goals is to release body fat for you. If it's helping out, I'm sorry, that's the liver. If the liver is helping out your kidneys to flush out water, it can't release that body fat. So it's not going to function at full throttle unless we give it enough. And enough is half of our body weight in ounces of water a day. That's a real simple way to remember that. The other thing is keep that last meal of the day lighter, because that's when most of us aren't as active. So
and go to sleep, and then we sleep on our meal. Right?
Yeah. So remember this, eat like a king or queen at breakfast, a prince or princess at lunch, and a pauper or a college student on a maxed out credit card at dinner, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, okay. So keep it lighter as you go throughout your day, and move every day. We got to move our bodies, because it really
Something is better than nothing.
Anything is better than nothing, Kim. And the bottom line is this, exercise is the fountain of youth at the cellular level, because this is what happens in all of our bodies. When we don't move, there's a steady stream of chemicals that goes through our bodies, and it says die, decay, you know, blah, blah, blah. And when we do, the opposite happens. When we move our bodies, a steady stream of chemicals goes, okay, renew, regrow, regenerate, and you're going to get younger and younger, and you're going to feel so much better. You're going to add life to your years and years to your life.
Okay, did everybody just hear that? Because everybody is always worried about, you know, getting older and wrinkles and all those things, right? And so if you're feeding your body, I mean, and this is just moving.
Yeah.
Just
this is
moving.
Just walking even.
This isn't, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to do that.
Exactly,
that's the big
Kim.
Thing. So you want to just keep your body moving so that you can get the positive messages to your brain.
Absolutely.
And that's what we talk about here on Kim Pagano Show, positive talk every day. So if that's the one thing that you can do for yourself, start there, because I've had a lot of emails going, I'm kind of not feeling like I want to start. Where do I start? That's where you start.
Absolutely.
Take your, you know, it's funny. I always say,
walk one house, take your dog to one house. The next day, do two houses. The next day, do three houses.
Right.
You know, I mean, just start somewhere.
Anywhere. And, you know, it's just like I got even away, believe it or not. I was just exercising with my clients, and I said, you know what? It's a brand new year. I'm going to take this year by the horns. And I got to say this quote to you. Oh, my gosh. Mary Oliver said, and I heard this at church on Sunday. She said, tell me, what are you going to do with your one wild and precious life?
That's right.
And it really resonated to me. I thought, you know what? I don't want to create more of the same of what I did last year. So I went out. It was just a 15-minute run, but it was the first time that I really broke a sweat in a while, even as a trainer, you know? And it's so empowering once you do that. And the same thing with any goal in your life, just starting with a baby step, a little action. Somebody told me the other day that they don't like changing the toilet paper rolls on their in their house. And for some reason, she had a little block with that. So now she's just doing that. You said cleaning your purse. Whatever it is, one little action step, because what's going to happen is going to lead to more, because success breeds more success.
It does. And you it's like you could check it off your list, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like get what, you know, like kind of the most important thing and sometimes just tackle it. And you know, the other thing is a lot of people have said use a timer, like 15
yes.
minutes. 15 minutes that you're not going to take any phone calls. You're not going to take any texts. You're going to kind of lock yourself in and just get that
focus.
One job done.
Yeah, like in the closet
yeah,
or whatever.
I mean,
yes.
whatever it is.
Absolutely.
So
it's very powerful.
Do this. I mean, it's really easy. I would love to hear some of my listeners right now at 805-639-0008. And, you know, I want you to win. I want you to get into Shana Daniels' classes here. So give us a call.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer any fitness questions, too, if any of your listeners have any of
those.
There
you go. So tell us, okay, so now in your body and life makeover, you go through all of these principles, right?
Yes, I do.
And what else makes your program different from the others?
Well, let me tell you, Kim, there is no other program like it around. It is the only one of its kind because we combine so many elements, you know, not only the fitness, not only the nutrition, but more importantly, training the brain and getting down to those subconscious beliefs, the below the surface, the BS, the belief system that we grew up with, and changing that, because that's the bottom line. This is how it works. This is the thought process. Thoughts create feelings, which create actions, which create results. But it starts with the thought. Even before that thought, though, is the subconscious belief. So even if, say, it's your goal to release 30 pounds in this new year, if you lose the 30 pounds, but you don't change that subconscious belief below the surface, then you're going to find those 30 pounds again. So it's really, really important to dig down deep and to see what is stopping you. Where are your blocks and everything? And that's what we do in the Body and Life Makeover. We systematically go about uncovering those things so that you can take your life to the next level and really live up to more of your full potential.
You know, I was just listening actually to Oprah Winfrey, and she was talking about she's got a weight problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she's been up and down and up and down, and she said that her grandfather used to say, oh, honey, you're going to be, you know, heavy, so just don't worry about it, you know? A lot of our, you know, our parents and our family members, they put that in our mind when we're little, or
Absolutely.
We say, oh, you just got a bigger build than everybody else, you know, or, you know, you're just a little muscular, you know.
Right.
Right. So it's that mental thing that we get in our mind, but we have to break it.
And we can. We do have the power to break it. It takes work, you know, because it wasn't built overnight, you know. So it's very important to just take baby steps towards it. That's why in the Body and Life Makeover, the homework that we give you gets you to start thinking along those lines and taking action. For example, the first week, part of the mental homework is not just saying affirmations, but it's about doing something you've been procrastinating on. And we do that so that you start taking charge of your life. And that is so important. Like why I called this talk today, you know, and tonight that with the one that the free seminar that I'm giving is taking your life by the horns, is because I had an epiphany and I went into a depression last year, and I was at the Canyon Club, and there was one of those mechanical bulls there, okay, and one of my friend's sons, it was on his bucket list to do that, and she was trying to talk him into it, and he was embarrassed. Anyway, she goes, oh, Shana, you do it, and I go, no, I really don't want to, and then a little voice inside my head, Kim, said, Shana, what happened to that fun-loving girl who in high school was voted life of the party? Where did she go?
Right.
And I went, oh, my God, it's true. I'm forgetting to have fun with my life. And I got on that bull, and I took it by the horns, literally, and I rode it. And then I danced my tush off, and it was like that
broke it. And that's what I want to help people do this year. I really want them to take their lives by the horns and know that they have the power to create it any way they want to. But it starts with their intention. And again, going down to those beliefs. Some people believe that they don't deserve to have everything that they want. You do. I know you do. You
well,
have a great...
Well, but I struggled. Yeah? You know, I have struggled before. Yeah, I mean, you have to work for it. And you have to, you know, there's days that you're up and you're down, you
right.
know. But you just, you have to feel your own worth.
Exactly.
That's probably
Kim.
The biggest thing. And so if you have somebody, maybe you're in a relationship or you're in, you know, a parent that maybe said, oh, you're never going to be anything, or you're, mm-hmm. you know, oh, you don't need to go to work because you don't really know anything. You never went to school. That's
BS.
A message you hear, and you got to change it for yourself. And so I just slowly built it up and slowly built it
right.
up. And I'm telling you, I every single day say this is going to be the best day of my life.
I love it. And see, every single day now I say, what am I going to do, Shana, with my one wild and precious life? And I think if every single one of us asks either one of those questions, you're going to make it a great day. You're going to take those action steps that are going to lead you in the direction of your goals and your dreams.
There you go.
It's so,
and I think that's I think there's so many people out there that have a struggle with that.
They do.
You're not alone. We all are. We're all human. We're
yes.
all. We wake up, and sometimes there's, you know, it's. I was listening to a song that my son said, and it's. I don't know if we could find it even, but it was like, I'm just gonna stay in bed all day today.
Oh, it's
because,
called the Lazy Song. I
okay,
know.
Yeah,
yeah. Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so to me, it's like if you're having that kind of day, okay, gift it. Gift it and then go on tomorrow. And you know, or if you are at work and maybe you have a client not show or somebody cancels, I always go, okay, well, this was meant for me. Okay, what should I do with my time right now?
Right.
Not like, oh, God, I'm not going to have... You have to, it's all about how you look at everything.
It really
so,
goes to perspective.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's kind of where I live my life. But trust me, there's days that I have to pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going.
I'm sure there is, because you have a very full plate. You do
I
a
do,
lot. Yes.
But and let me tell you, life is not always easy. Mm-hmm. You kind of go, I mean, I look at a lot of things like, how can I learn from this? And how can I make this better? So
right.
So what else do you talk about in your workshops?
In my Body and Life Makeover, which is my main thing, I feel like it's my mission in life, inspiring all to be their own personal best in mind, body, and spirit.
And that's the other thing is, that's your gift.
Thank
you know,
you,
and this is my gift. And I also, obviously, I do hair. I love
yes,
my hair.
You're great at
but
that.
But, you know, there are people have several gifts. You just have to cultivate it. And once you feel really good about something that you're doing and you get people calling,
mm-hmm.
that's what it's all about.
Well, see, that's the thing. I asked myself when this concept came through me, and I believe that I'm just a conduit, you know, and you're just a conduit for God to express through, you know, in these different ways to help people. My thing was like, how can I best serve the world with my unique talents and gifts? And everybody should ask themselves that question to get clarity on what it is that they can contribute to the world around them. And basically, in the Body and Life Makeover, we teach three things, you know, about how to, and we just kind of keep going over these things until they become ingrained as habits, because motivation gets us started, but habits are what keep us going. And, you know, I love that quote by Zig Ziglar. He says, somebody came up to him in one of his seminars, he's a motivational speaker, and said, you know, Zig, motivation's great, but it's just not lasting. And so many people have problems staying motivated. And he goes, you know what? You're right. He thought about it. He goes, but either is bathing. That's why I recommend doing it daily. We have to daily motivate ourselves.
I totally agree. And that's so true. And so, and if you have those days that you're feeling like, you know, I'm not feeling my best, give yourself a break. And then and find, in you know, the other thing I say is be around positive people.
Yes.
Get your support team. Go do something that's going to lift you up. So
right. It could be as simple as going out even into nature or reading something inspirational. I tell people to take a little joy break every day if they're at work. Go outside for 5 minutes even in the fresh air in nature and read something inspirational, or just look at nature or hear the birds sing. Do something that's going to make your heart sing, you know, because we forget to have fun, and we forget that life was never meant to be a struggle. We're here to have fun, enjoy our lives. It's all about relationships. And one of the things in the Body and Life Makeover that I love is that we help them to get a better balance in their lives. You know, it's like work hard, play harder. We're here to really enjoy. And so many times we take ourselves too seriously and we get caught up in the mundane stuff, you know. And yes, we all have to do that. But again, it comes down to our perspective on it. If you don't like to do the laundry, that's my nemesis. Think about it like, God, thank God I have a washing machine and a dryer that I can take care of my family in
thank
this
God
way.
Thank God I
you
have
know?
Clothes to wash, you know.
Exactly.
Definitely. Gosh, well, I can't believe it is almost
oh
over.
My gosh.
I know. We've gone by so fast. And I thank all of my callers. And, of course, I want to say, you know what, if you didn't get through right now, definitely email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. With that, Shana, give out your phone number so everybody
yeah.
can get in touch with you.
Sure. It's 805 area code 990-7427. And can I get the website?
Sure.
www.shanadaniels.com. That's just S-H-A-N-A-D-A-N-I-E-L-S.
All right. Well, and Matt, thank you for my board and all my phone callers. So I want to say, if for any reason you missed any of our show today, remember that it replays again from 1 to 2. And I thank all of you for being a part of my show. There's just nothing better than getting to know my listeners out there. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And I'm going to use this one again. I know some of you have heard it before, but it just makes so much sense with what we're talking about. No matter how you feel today, get up, dress up, and show up. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and have a really great day.
And come see us tonight, too, for the free seminar.
There you go. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll put that on my Facebook.
Thank you.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see.